Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Very excited to welcome on Joe Theismann to the program. I just looked this up. Scarence Terrence on Twitter says, listening to B. Mitch and Finley on a Victory Monday hits like crack. So we got that going.
I like that.
Joe T., how are you?
You celebrate them all.
I'm good, guys. Yeah, finally, we get to celebrate a Monday. It feels good. I mean, a win is a win. I mean, it's, you know, you don't get style points. Nobody's out there saying, well, this looked like that. We found a way to win, and that was the important thing.
Joe, when you have a kicker, you play with Mosey, and you know you got a kicker that can bake them all the time. When a kicker comes in and do that, he's a hero for you, right?
He really is. I mean, you know, it's funny. You know, you've got the guys practicing all the time, and the kickers usually go on to another field, and they, you know, Tress will be over there with them, and they'll be hanging out, and all of a sudden, you know, guys give them a hard time. Oh, you're a kicker. You just hang around all day. You don't do a whole lot. And then all of a sudden you get down to the time in the game where you really need him, and he's everybody's friend if he makes it.
Right. Yep. That's what they were kind of saying in the locker room last night.
Yeah, and if he misses it, it's like they don't even know you. I mean, it's you know, the locker room dynamic is such a fun place. That's in it. I mean, it's just the things that happen, the personalities based upon how games turn out. But, when you have somebody like, for example, you know, Mark was the MVP in 1982 in the National Football League. We would not have won. We wouldn't have been even in the playoffs had it not been for Mark. And, of course, with John, we wouldn't have won. So, you know, those two guys were vital to our success. And I think, you know, once we find our way into the end zone, this is a great way to say, okay, we've got the kicker here. You know what we've got. Now we have to start putting the ball in the end zone and let him start kicking extra points instead of field goals.
Yeah. Joe, one thing I couldn't help but think of, and not that this is a direct comparison, but, you know, the Washington organization, I think they were the football team. Honestly, I think they were the football team the last time they beat the Giants. And I think they hadn't won an NFC East game since 22. And they hadn't won a game in almost a year. They hadn't won a game since last November in New England. I know that you were part of Joe Gibbs' first team that started, I think it was 0-5, and then you guys you guys were able to turn that thing around. I don't want to compare yesterday to that, but when you've been on a team that has really struggled out of the gate, what does it feel like to finally break through and get a W?
It feels like a big weight lifted off your shoulders. It really does. I mean, no matter how you find a way to win – We lost to San Francisco was our last, but took us to 0-5. Then we went into Chicago. And interestingly enough, we still hadn't found an offense that became something very special. I think in the game against Chicago, Neil Olkowitz intercepted a pass. Dave Butts jumped on a fumble. And we wound up winning that game, you know, by not a large margin at all. But it was in Chicago, and it was the first victory. And you know, once you taste victory, you want more.
Yeah.
It's like that great piece of meat that you're cutting up, whether it's that steak that you have. It just tastes so good, and you look forward to it again. And it makes going to work so much more enjoyable.
Yes.
And I think this is such a unique group of guys that have really, really never experienced it together. I mean, there's so many new guys on this football team. This is their first experience as a team to get that feeling. You know, and I'm sure Dan is saying to him as he stands in the meetings, how does this feel?
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember this feeling. This is the feeling that we want a lot more of. Well, and it's, it gets you going.
You mentioned
they went 7-2 down the stretch that year, too, after the 0-5 start.
Yeah, actually, we were 8-3.
8-3 down the stretch. But you remember, you said like how Neil caused a fumble or whatever. Yesterday, we're not talking about this. Benjamin St. Juice causes a fumble. That's the only turnover in the game. We didn't have any turnovers. They did.
Yeah.
And a game that close, that happens. Makes you win.
It could be that one play, Mitch. You're absolutely right. It's that one opportunity, and you never know when your number is gonna be the one to make it happen. I mean, how about the pass interference call in the Kansas City game?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, guy going up to try and knock a ball away, going to try and make a play, goes through the receiver. Now you wind up with an opportunity to kick it. It is one play, you know. And people will say, well, you know, in the beginning of the season, it's only one game. Every game has a significant value to it, whether it's the first game or the 17th game.
Yep.
It doesn't matter in this business. And if it's the first play of the game or it's the last play of the game, it's that can be the one that makes the difference. That's why you have to be at such a high level all the time. And the instant that you relax is the instant that they capitalize on something, mm-hmm. and you wind up losing the ball game.
Talking with our friend Joe Theismann here on the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to the DMV. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. You can follow Joe at Theismann7. Of course, two N's on that. Joe, I did want to talk specific about Jaden. I thought he was really impressive, particularly in the second half yesterday. I think he made some adjustments. What'd you take from the rookie quarterback?
He continues to grow, and that's, you know, we've talked about this, and we'll talk about this as the year goes on. You know, we want to see him make better decisions. We want to see him hang in the pocket a little longer. We want to see him handle pressure. I'd love to see him run out of bounds and protect himself. That one hit he took on the side, I guarantee his ribs are a little sore today. Mm-hmm. Even though you wear rib pads, they're a little bit sore today. And, you know, you relate that to the – if you watch the Chicago game last night with Houston, Caleb Williams just got beat to an ever-loving pulp last night. I mean, they ran over him upside down and spun him around 1,000 different directions. But you can't continue to take those kind of hits. That's why you learn to get the ball out of your hands as quick as you can and make decisions. I thought Cliff Kingsbury did a masterful job early in that football game to give Jaden a chance to find some comfort. You look at the first half of that football game, hardly threw the ball down the field at all.
Mm-hmm.
Threw little quick screens, threw the ball into the flat, threw some short stuff, and just really got the ball out of his hands. And so now as everybody works up a sweat and works up a lather and gets into the game, you can expand that a little bit. He makes the big throw down the middle of the football field to our tight end, which really, you know, set up the opportunity to win the ball game. But that, you know, that moment, it's just what we were talking about before. That one moment, that one play makes a world of difference, whether it's on the defensive side, the offensive side, and, you know, obviously the kicking game spoke for itself yesterday. But I thought, as I watched that game, I thought, boy, Chris, just, he's really, really just, you know, spoon feeding Jaden just to get him more comfortable. And we used to do this with Hitches all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd run Charlie 10. We'd run Hitches all the time. That's all it was. And what it did is it got me into a rhythm. It got me feeling comfortable. It got the ball out of my hands. Gave the offensive line a chance to sort of take the blows a little bit, figure out what's going on up front. But I really, you know, I don't think anybody has talked about that part of it. But I thought Cliff did a great job, a masterful job. Give him a chance to get more and more comfortable.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you look at it, though, Joe, it's like, I think, like, we understand it needs to be a little patience with him. Everybody just look at fantasy stats and want it to be 300 yards passing every game. That takes time to be able to go out there and deliver that.
It does, and it takes the offense. You know, this is a group of guys that haven't played a lot together. This is a line that, you know, I thought the line, you know, got better as well. I thought they held up, you know, better as the game went on. You know, and Jaden's going to – we know he's going to make plays with his legs. There's no question. He's going to run around and make plays. I mean, that's who he is, and that's who he's going to be. And to ask him not to do that, you'd be taking away the part of his game that I think is very difficult to defend. But it does take time. And, you know, hey, it's a W for him. It's his first W. It's Dan's first W. And that's something that you want to appreciate, not necessarily say, well, you know, the statistics weren't this, the statistics weren't that. I'd like to see his passing yards go up and his rushing yard numbers go down. But that'll happen as time goes on, I'm sure.
Specific to Cliff, the call that really stood out to me, and I was watching in the press box with a bunch of other guys, and there is so much at the line of scrimmage, right, between the screens and the short stuff, that you were wondering when they were going to set it up to go the other way. And I thought the play call where they did it, about midway through the fourth quarter, they hit Eckler on the screen on the backside, and he ran for about 30, got down into the red zone inside the 10 again. They weren't able to score. But I just thought that was a masterful. Like, he had been setting that up the whole time. You don't know how they're going to hit that coming out, whether it's you run a backside post or, you know, there's a lot of things you could do. But I just thought that was the perfect call at the perfect time.
It was. And what it was is it's the perfect place on the field. If you look at different spots on a field, you see coaches develop a personality as to what they want to call. We used to play the Dallas Cowboys. When we got to the 30-yard line, we played the Dallas Cowboys, you knew they were going to blitz you because they wanted to take you out of field goal range. You just knew it was coming. And I thought, you know, nobody's really going to talk about that, but I thought Cliff did an excellent job, not only, like I said, in the beginning of the game, but he picked his spot for that special play.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. You set it up, you run this, you run that, and all of a sudden, here you are, where you want to be, situation in the game, need a big play, need a special play, and it was right there for it, and we executed. That's the biggest thing. The execution turned out great.
There you go. Joe, I did want to ask you, talking with Joe Theismann here, Redskins legend, and how frustrating, I don't know if you were ever in a game where there were red zone struggles like Washington had yesterday. How frustrating does that get, though, for a quarterback? I mean, Jaden's numbers are pretty good. I mean, kid's completing 75% of his passes, but the inability to score yesterday in the red zone and the previous week, you know, just in the pass game at all, does that weigh on you at all?
Yeah, it does. You want to get in the end zone. But, you know, it starts by discipline up front. I don't know what they're going to say to the offense in as a whole. And say, look, we cannot get to the 5-yard line. Have first and goal, and then all of a sudden turn around, have first and goal from the 10. It changes the entire dynamic of what you want to call. It changes the plays, the sequence of the plays you want to run. It changes everything. Because, you know, everything is, if you look at a game plan, all those categories are there for a reason. And goal line categories are there for a reason. Now all of a sudden it's not, you know, it's like half of the 20s, to be honest with you, when you're at the 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I think the discipline has to come from up front. Now, I got to be honest with you. I see this more than just with us. Because you operate out of the gun, it's hard for people to hear, and they base things off of movement to a large degree. You watch the San Francisco 49ers. They have very few penalties like that, simply because Brock works from under the center quite a bit. Purdy is under the center more than probably any team in football. He works from under the center. And you just don't see guys. They can hear it better. They can see it better. They find the sequence better to be able to get an idea where you are in your drop.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the gun and you're down around the goal line, it's very condensed. And so people are just getting closer to the line of scrimmage. Safeties are creeping up. Backers are creeping up. Offensive linemen get a little antsy. They get, they want to be certain of what they're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, in the gun, it's a little bit harder, I think, for the guys to hear what they want to do.
That's a good point.
But,
you look at the game yesterday, though, and their issues were self-inflicted. The false start, the holding on the kickoff return.
Dude,
to start the game.
The special team star they called up had two personal fouls on kickoffs in the first quarter.
Yeah, the thing about it, I don't like the referee call that way behind Eckler. kills me.
Here's the thing. I understand the referee called it, but it's Eckler's already gone. What are you holding on for?
Yes.
That to me, it's like, oh, well, the official didn't have to call that. No, he had to call it. My question is, what are you doing? When you see he's gone, as soon as he passes you, he's gone. This is what drives me crazy on swing passes and screens. I see offensive linemen and receivers, anybody who's out in front of a screen, they turn around and look back. Like, nobody's going to catch this guy from the back, knock somebody in front of him out of the way so he can keep running. But you see this all the time. You see the screen, and all of a sudden they get going a little bit, and somebody turns around and they're looking behind them. We're not going to see too many kickoffs. I don't think we're going to see too many kickoffs returned for touchdowns. And it was exciting. We had one, and all of a sudden, it's gone. But at least we know we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. You put something on film right now where the guys can study and say, if we do this minus the holding, we got a chance for big plays.
Definitely.
Joe, last one for me. How much would you like to play with a guy like Austin Eckler?
I did. I was blessed. I had Joe Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, Austin reminds me an awful lot of him. Nick Chiaquino was another one I had. They can run inside. They can run outside. They've got speed. They've got great hands. Truly, which you don't see. You just don't see it in football anymore. These guys are every down backs. They could be. If so desired and it wasn't such a long season and get them to beat the pulp out of them, they could be every down players. And Austin's that kind of a football player. Smart, blocks well. Like I said, I was blessed to have, Joe and Nick in the backfield along with John when I played. So, I know how much of a luxury it is. And from a play calling standpoint, I know how we utilize them. And that's the way Cliff is utilizing Austin as well. And I thought, this is another thing. Nobody, B-Rob, he had himself one heck of a day.
Yes, he did.
Okay, I mean, you talk about man running mean and nasty. That was an angry man running the football yesterday.
For sure.
And it was great to see.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, we had a lot of really positive things happen. Now we got to get on the end zone.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Baby steps, right? Baby steps. Joe,
right.
We really appreciate you making time
for us,
dude. It's been a lot of fun talking as we're watching this Jaden progression in real time.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch. I'm thrilled and excited. Like I said, just the sidelines are just a step away, Jaden. Just a step away.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, man.
Joe Theismann, legend.